Hi everyone, thank you for tuning in to our first podcast, video podcast. We're super excited to be here. My name is Jasmine Brown and I'm the CEO of Bing & Brown LLC. And we are not just a cosmetic company, we also is a cosmetic company that stands for mental health awareness. So today we're going to bring forth a podcast about nutrition, holistic wellness, and also mental health. With that being said, I have a very special guest, Nicolette. I'm super excited to have her here. Not only is she a personal trainer and nutritionist, but she's also a behavior change specialist whose true passion is wellness. So I'm super excited to talk with her today. Her most recent venture was a wellness retreat, and she's also going to be talking a little bit about what that entails. And she also wants to make sure that people are cultivating a lifestyle that they think they should be able to live. With that being said, Nicolette's goal is to enrich, enlighten, and influence as many people as possible, helping people to step into their genuine self. So let's clap it up for Nicolette. Super excited to have you.
Yay, I'm excited.
Yes, I'm so excited to have her here. So this is going to be really chill. We're going to be just doing our makeup and just talking about some real stuff. So honestly, Nicolette, just tell me about your journey. How did you grow up? Where are you from? I want to know everything about you, girl.
Okay. So I am from Albuquerque, New Mexico, originally. Okay. I've been out in Los Angeles for about almost 8 years.
Wow,
crazy.
Eight years.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I grew up dancing, so I moved here for dance to pursue my dance career.
Yeah.
And got to do all the things and also got to know myself in the past 8 years, which has been great.
Yeah.
More recently, I would say in the past 3 or 4 years, I've really gotten into health and nutrition and fitness and the entire wellness realm.
Yeah.
So I started doing that. I became certified as a behavior change specialist, a nutritionist, and a personal trainer.
Wow.
And now I am working to help people make their lives better. My goal is to help people increase their life, you know, make
yeah.
it better, make it longer, and do what needs to be done for all around wellness.
So, like, how was that switch for you? Like, going from being a dancer to, like, a nutritionist, behavior change specialist, like, what switched to be like, okay, like, this is my passion, this is what I really want to do?
Well, so originally, I wanted to, like, the number one thing that I wanted to do was be a dance therapist, so therapy through dance.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
And I started going to school for that, and then I moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
I was dancing, I was touring, and then my life just kind of, like, changed a little bit,
yeah.
you know? Pandemic happened, and I realized how much I truly enjoyed helping people
mm-hmm.
and wanting people to, like, wanting to help people change their lives.
Right.
So that's when I became certified as a personal trainer. And that shift just kind of happened because I was able to still move my body, and it entailed a lot of my body.
Right.
But it was just a little bit different than, like, the dance world.
That's true. So how's, like, this compared to your mental health journey? Do you feel like through this you've been able to, like, move further in your journey as well?
I would say that my journey prompted the change. Because I really went through it, like,
yeah.
I went through it probably the last 3 or 4 years, and not only just being involved in, like, the dance industry, which can be a really toxic environment,
I can imagine.
I was also in a really toxic relationship. And through the pandemic, I was able to be with myself, heal myself,
mm-hmm.
and really just work on my overall wellness, not worrying about anybody else's. And truly, after going through a lot of the things that I did, I realized how amazing it was that I was able to get through that.
Yeah.
But I also realized that not everybody has the strength to heal themselves, and or even just the knowledge
yeah.
to be able to do that. And so that's kind of where my passion came in, where I was like, I want to help people get through their hard times and help people to you know, everybody's healing journey is different.
That's true.
But help to guide people in even starting that journey.
Right.
So that's where my main focus is. That's kind of where my wellness retreat came in and like the behavior change, because I feel like your wellness and mental health stems so much from the way that you treat your body.
That's not so
only
true.
The way that you work out, not only the things that you put into your body, but the things that you feed yourself.
Yeah.
As far as even just media and just the way that you're taking care of yourself, it has such an impact on your overall wellness. And so that's what I'm trying to help people to understand, is wellness is not just about being fit and working out, but it's about the way that you feed your body, you know? And I think that obviously being in LA, being a personal trainer, everybody wants a hot body. Anybody can have a hot body. They can be hot on the outside, but like, how are you on the inside?
That's so true.
And so that was my big thing, where I was like, I want to help people be good people on the outside and on the inside.
Yeah, it's just like her. She's hot on the outside and inside, period.
So yeah, that's kind of where that all stemmed from. And I'm just like so thankful, because it really is a passion of mine, and I truly believe it to be my purpose.
Yeah.
And so I'm able to always move with genuine intent and just work towards helping people. And listen, I by no means have anything figured out, but I'm figuring it out and also Same. Trying to help others figure it out while I do that.
Same. I love that. So about your wellness retreat, so how was the planning for that? And I know you have another one coming up, so how has that been going?
Yes. So I honestly don't even know where the idea came from. You know, some days you just like have these ideas that are sent to you, and I was like, I want to do a wellness retreat. And basically I wanted to help people to change their lifestyle. And when I first did the wellness retreat, you know, being an entrepreneur, you have so many different ideas and things, not everything works out. Some things work out, some things don't work out. And
That's
it's all
true.
Trial and error.
It really is.
And to be honest, when the retreat happened, I was so excited about it, but I was also very nervous. It was like, I put on an entire event 100% by myself.
Yeah.
And it was so scary. It was terrifying. But at the same time, because it was everything that I was passionate about, it encompassed everything that I was passionate about. It was all so like effortless and smooth. I know. So a little bit more about the wellness retreat. The first one that I did focused on behavior change and changing your lifestyle. So what we did, we had two different seminars. We had a nutrition seminar. Mm-hmm. We had a behavior change seminar. Mm-hmm. And then we also did a yoga class. And then we ended the night with like a sound bowl meditation.
Wow.
And it was amazing. It was up in Malibu. Mm-hmm. So the, of course, views were immaculate. And it was just a good reset. I think that everybody who was there, it was with such purpose.
Right.
And whoever was there was meant to be there. And it was so fulfilling to me, because I had no idea how the retreat was going to go. I just went and I did it. And it was something that I was so passionate about. And then it worked and it was successful. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I was on cloud nine, you know, because seeing other people have such a positive reaction or such a positive, you know, they saw the benefit for themselves, and they were able to ask questions and be like, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that I needed to do this for my healing journey. I didn't realize that I needed to do this. And so to be able to help even just that small group of people felt so great and so good.
So you saw like the impact of what you were doing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So then after the first one, I was like, people were like, so when's the next one?
Yeah.
And I was like, I wasn't prepared for that question because I didn't know how the first one would go. So the first one was a success, and then I was like, okay, let's get started on the next one. And I want it to be progressive. I want it to be to a point where anybody who attended the first retreat can also attend the second retreat and is going to get an entirely different experience.
That makes sense.
So I wanted to make sure that I did that in the right way. And I was like, how do I make this happen? So the next retreat is going to be in July. It's the middle of July.
Okay.
And it is going to focus on stepping into your authentic self and being genuine. I feel like a lot of people don't quite know necessarily like who they are or who they even want to be.
Yeah.
So that's what the next one is going to focus on, and it'll still involve some sort of like movement in our bodies.
Yeah.
My girl Christina will be there with the sound bowls. She's amazing. She's the best.
Okay.
But yeah, that's kind of what the retreat is going to encompass, and I'm super excited.
I'm super excited as well, and I know you mentioned just being true to yourself and really knowing who you are, and we didn't touch on it yet, but I kind of want to talk about social media. Like, how hard is that? Because, like, I feel like most of the time we're on social media, like, we're branding ourselves, especially as, like, entrepreneurs. So, like, how do you think that plays out on how we think of ourselves?
I think social media can also be a very toxic environment.
Yeah.
Especially to those who don't necessarily know how to stay true to themselves. And I think that was something that I struggled with for a really long time, because as a dancer, even as a personal trainer, you know, my job relies on social media. And you're trying to do all of the things to build a following and, like, you know, get seen on Instagram or any social media platform. But then it gets to the point where it becomes inauthentic. And I've found that sharing not only the good parts, but also sharing the, like, more vulnerable, hard parts of your life. What I started doing in the more recent months is just, like, sharing my thoughts throughout the day.
And I love that. Yes. I love listening to you talk. It's so therapeutic. Like, just how you think. I'm like, yes, Nicolette, you're right.
Because, you know, I'm on my own spiritual journey as well, and there are times where I just have these crazy thoughts, and I'm like, instead of just thinking about it, let me share it with others, and maybe people will get value from that, and maybe they won't, but at least it's there if people want to listen to it,
right.
I think that a lot of times people hold back because they're like, oh, well, what are people going to think, or I have a brand, or people's beliefs could be different than mine, and, like, that's 100% okay.
Yeah.
And I think that that's where a lot of conflict comes from, is that people who, you know, like, seeing eye to eye isn't necessarily something that has to happen all the time. But you can still coexist.
In the same space,
In the same space. And you can still have respect and value others' opinions and beliefs without them being your own.
That's so true.
So, yeah, that's I think social media is a useful tool. It can be very beneficial, but I also think that it can be toxic. So just, like, be mindful when you're on social media, because really just evaluate why you're posting the things that you're posting. Is it genuine to who you are? Is it genuine to your brand? Is it genuine to just you? And if it's not, maybe reevaluate what you're putting out. You know, a lot of people do it for the likes, for the views, for whatever, but I think that there has been a shift in social media more recently where people do want to see the realness and the rawness of people, and I really appreciate that. I think it's exciting that we've kind of started shifting that.
Yes, I love it, because I feel like more people are posting, like, photo dumps. Like, not everybody's trying to brand to be the next influencer. Like, everybody's bringing their personality back into it.
Yes.
And I miss that, because I'm like, dang, am I weird? Because I want to post this stuff. Like, I don't want to, you know? And I think that's when I started utilizing, like, my close friends more, because, like, y'all see, like, my personal thoughts all the time. I just be posting random shit up there. Like, hey, y'all, look at what I just installed in my bathroom. Like, you know?
But I think it's interesting, because you have your close friends list.
Yeah.
And you get used to posting to them. You get used to being like, oh, I'll post this to them. And then I think that it gives you a little bit more courage to post it, like, on your actual story.
Yeah, that's so true.
I felt that shift lately where I was like, where do I want this to go? And I'm like, who cares? Like, why not? Exactly.
That's so true. And honestly, what I'm thinking about now is, as far as, like, body image.
Ooh.
Being that you're a personal trainer, I feel like I struggle with body image as a young girl, honestly, because I've always been thick, you know, I've always been thick. So, you know, you go to the doctor, they're like, oh, like, get on the scale, and they tell you what your BMI is, and then you start going through that whole transition of, okay, well, I'm overweight, so clearly now I have to do something about it.
Right.
And then, of course, like, living in LA, everybody's, like, top tier snatched, you know?
Yes.
So how do you think that contributes to how we talk to ourselves and just treat ourselves, even with nutrition?
Okay.
I know, girl.
I'm like, ooh.
I know, you ready to go in.
Okay. So I would say, I mean, even from me being a young girl, I grew up as a dancer where, like, our bodies were a huge thing, you know? And I definitely believe that there are a huge majority of people who suffer from some form of body dysmorphia.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think it's really sad. I think it's hard, especially with the media that we have these days and, you know, filters and Photoshop and all these things. But it kind of goes back to what I was talking about before where I want to encourage people to be themselves, to love themselves, and to appreciate them for what they are. And I truly believe that once you start taking care of your body properly, working out, eating right, feeding your body the things that it needs, whether it's like meditating or taking time to yourself or doing yoga or going to the beach or whatever that is, then you have a different appreciation for your body and you see it more as a vessel than the external, what I should look like. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
So that's kind of what I'm trying to cultivate in people is allowing them to see themselves for who they truly are.
Yeah.
And I, like you said, it's really hard, especially being in LA, because people are shady. People suck. People, like, there's a whole image thing that, like, you know, even at, taking it back to, like, social media, where, like, as a dancer, the industry started becoming, like, you had to have a certain number of followers just to be considered for a job.
That's ridiculous.
And then it goes to like, okay, well now I have to like validate myself. I have to be posting this. I have to post these photos of my body or whatever. And so really, if that's something that you choose to do, that is all for you. But I truly believe that once you kind of find that value within yourself, you lose sight of the negative thoughts that you have on your body because you know
that you look good.
That you look good. Because you are a good person. Because you feel good because you're taking care of your body.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this is me.
Yeah.
And to value yourself in that sense just feels so good. And so that's what I'm trying to help people to achieve. You know? Of course you wanna look good.
Yeah.
But you want to also do it in the right way. You want to take care of your body. Like, there are people who, you know, go on these crazy diets, or they're not eating, or they're doing drugs, or whatever it is.
To lose the weight,
to look good.
It's sad.
But then it creates a whole nother problem, you know? And so I think it's just really important to incorporate all-around wellness into nutrition, into changing your body, into all of these things, because otherwise you get lost in it. You get lost and fixated on just your body.
That's true.
And it's so much more than that. You know, I recently had a conversation with one of my friends and she was talking about how she does all the work for herself. She does, you know, her meditation, mm-hmm. she does the healing, she does all these things, but what she's missing right now is the physical. Mm-hmm. And it really got me to thinking where there is a physical release mm-hmm. in when you're working out, when you're moving your body, and you don't realize it. And more recently, I've been just paying so much more attention to that, and I notice how when I have clients who are like working super hard and they're doing their thing, mm-hmm. these thoughts like start to come out of them, like the things that they're going through, the things that they're dealing with in life.
That's so
true.
I
truly believe that it's just like a release. No, exactly.
It really is. Y'all are a whole therapy
session. But I like welcome it because like I'm not here to give you advice. I'm here to like listen and like I don't say much, but the fact that people are getting that out and they're releasing mm-hmm. that energy that they need to release, I think is so important. And that's a lot of the reason too that, you know, your physical activity plays so much into your mental health because you're able to release in those different ways.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's so true. And I think honestly, like I see that, like when I'm more, I guess more nervous or more anxious or I have a lot going on, I feel like that's when my food intake picks up a lot. Yep. And that's when you feel more anxious. Yep. You just want to eat. And I see, like, those negative things that I start gravitating towards. I'm like, okay, Jess, like, hold on.
Absolutely.
Let's recenter. Let's see what's going on. Because I think that's my way of my body telling me that something is wrong when I start eating stuff like that. Or I start indulging in things that I normally won't indulge in a little bit more. And I think that's something that everybody should pay attention to. Like, just try to take a step back and be like, hey, wait, this isn't right. Usually I don't eat this much or usually I don't eat this little. What's going on? And really try to sit in that and process it.
Absolutely. I think that one thing that I recommend to people mm-hmm. A lot is have conversations with yourself. Mm. Like, you have conversations with so many people throughout your day. You ask people how's your day going? You mm-hmm. you want to check in on people, but, like, are you checking in with yourself first and foremost?
Yeah.
And so to be able to take that time to be like, how am I feeling today?
Yeah.
What, you know, or even sometimes it comes to like, you're having a bad day or you're going through a breakup or you had a fight with your friend or whatever it is. And your first instinct is to reach out to others.
That's true.
It's to talk to somebody else. But the biggest thing is talk to yourself. How are you feeling? And how do you want to handle this situation, you know? And the same thing goes for, like, what you were saying, where you're like, I can tell when I'm going through things in my life because I start eating more or I don't want to work out or I'm feeling lazy or, mm-hmm. or I'm super tired. Check in with yourself and be like, why am I feeling this way? Yeah. What do I need to do? And a lot of times, the times that you don't want to work out or the times that you are, like, eating not so great are the times that you really need to fuel your body properly and you really need to get that workout in, or you need to go on a walk by yourself, or you need to like turn the TV off and just be in silence.
Just sit there.
I think that a lot of you know, we have so many distractions right now.
That's true.
With not only, you know, media, Netflix, whatever, but even on our phones. Like, it's so easy to pick up your phone to distract yourself, and then you're still fed these ideas and these thoughts where really, if you turn your phone off for even just 30 minutes and sit and, like, you don't even have to talk out loud, just like talking
in your head. I do all the time, bro.
I talk out loud, but
like, what is going on? I can see you now. Sitting in your room like, Nicolette?
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
Girl, what is going on?
Yep. No, because I think it's so important to check in with yourself first and foremost, like, always. So that's one thing that I advocate for all the time.
I feel like I find myself checking into myself when I'm taking a shower. Like, I just be thinking about
that's a great time.
Hey, like, Jazz, are you okay today? Like, are you good? Even cry it out. I love crying in the shower. It's so therapeutic.
Oh, it's so therapeutic.
It's like
absolutely.
I'm in a little video, you know. Like, let it rain or something.
your own life's music video.
Yeah, it's my own live music video. I think it's so important, though, to do that. You touched on some really good stuff. So I would say for someone that's, like, just starting this journey out, they really don't know how to start, what to do. Like, what would you recommend? How did you start your healing journey? I think healing will forever be a thing. As long as you're living, you're going to be healing. But how would you go about starting that journey? Ooh. I know, girl. Okay. And healing isn't all rainbows. And I know media kind of makes it out to be all rainbows and, oh, it's going to be a pot of gold at the end. But, no, like,
it sucks.
I'm going to be completely honest.
Oh, my gosh.
We are completely honest.
It sucks. Like, and you, there are so many times where, like, I will know. I'm like, I need to heal myself from something.
Yeah.
I just don't have the capacity to, like, tackle it at that moment. Mm-hmm. And I know. But I know it's there. Yeah. It's, like, sitting there. And, you know, so I think that I've definitely learned to compartmentalize. Mm. But at the same time, you have to address those issues. Because yeah. the longer that you let them, like, fester inside of you, it's just going to continue to build up. It's not going to go away.
It's not going to go away.
So I would say really just, and that's why my biggest thing is, like, understanding who you are.
Yeah.
What do you stand for? What do you not stand for? And I would say,
That was hard. I know. I would say, just to go off of what she said, I would say definitely journaling.
Journaling helps
writing down your thoughts.
Oh, 1,000%.
Whatever it is. If you don't have a journal, you can use your notes, but I recommend writing it down, pen to paper.
I write everything, and that was a huge part of my healing, where I would just sit, and I would turn on, not like crazy music, but I love sound bowls.
I love to
listen to frequencies, and I will turn those on, and I will just sit and be like, what are these thoughts that need to come out?
Right.
And sometimes, like, it's when you're feeling sad, but a lot of the time you can start to understand why you're feeling that way.
Yeah.
You can start to understand, like, and then it's also interesting to read back the things that you write, because you get to see yourself from the outside.
Yeah.
And it's like you're talking to a friend, or it's like you're hearing a story from a friend, and then you really are like, wow. I'm worried about this, or I'm stressed about this, or I'm feeling this way, but, like, what do I need to tell myself? What is it that I would tell a friend if they were telling me this?
And that's so amazing.
It becomes, like, really deep, and it becomes almost like, you just get a better idea of yourself, because you can see yourself from an outside perspective, and then you're able to be like, wow, I didn't realize that I was really upset, or I didn't realize I was thinking that way, or whatever the case may be. And I definitely agree with you. Journaling is, like, hands down the number one thing that helped me.
That helped you?
In my healing. You know, but it's also asking yourself questions. That is something that I am so firm on, is, like, ask yourself questions.
So, like, talking, like, to your inner child.
Yes, talking to your inner child, talking to the version of yourself, like, you know, or it's like, okay, you went through something, and then you read that back, and you're like, what caused me to think that way? What caused me to act in that way? What caused me to feel that way, you know? And I think also once you start on that healing journey, then you're able to understand a reaction from your true genuine self.
Yeah.
And then you're able to kind of just understand the way that you start to move through life, and really just be more self-aware.
Yeah.
And I think that is a huge part of your healing journey as well, is just becoming more self-aware. For sure.
I agree with that. And I think, like, one thing you mentioned about, like, writing it all out, like, let me talk to myself real quick. That's actually, like, a technique. I forgot exactly what it's called, but essentially you use your non-dominant hand to, like, write yourself a question.
Okay.
I did it in therapy, so I know for sure this is a real thing.
Yeah.
So you use your non-dominant hand to write yourself a question, like, to your inner child, and then you use your dominant hand to answer.
Wow.
And I kid you not, it's like some type of release. I don't know what's going on, but it's like some type of release that you experienced through that process.
Wow.
So try it out. I'm telling you. It's really cool.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Like, it's really cool. So you was, like, hitting it spot on. Like, yeah, it's the thing.
Yeah, no. I think asking yourself questions all the time is so important. And it's just like, you know, I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday. I was having, like, a rough day. I had a rough day yesterday. But I was having a conversation with a friend, and he was asking me questions. And it helped me so much to understand why I was feeling the way that I was feeling or how these feelings came about. And just like that, you can ask yourself those questions. Like,
that's so true.
You know? What prompted this? What prompted this, like, breakdown?
Because sometimes I get triggered, too.
Yeah.
I'd be out of nowhere.
Yep.
And I'd be like, Jazz, like, what's really going on with you right now? Because, girl, you were just good 5 minutes ago. I kid you not. I literally would start crying on the drop of a dime.
Yeah.
Like, that's just me.
No, it happens.
You know? Matter of fact, I was at Sephora yesterday, and I literally just started crying. It was like an outpour of tears. But I was thankful God nobody was there. It was just me. I was closing, but I was crying more so out of joy.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I look around, I look at Sephora, I'm thinking this is going to be me one day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's more so where it was coming from, but I definitely get that. Like, trying to figure out where exactly it's coming from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you can ask yourself, you know, just questions. And I would say I posted something yesterday on my Instagram talking about, this was before I had my little breakdown, but no, it was really good. I had just a moment where I was so overjoyed and so grateful because I was like, I'm literally my own favorite person.
Yes, I saw that.
And it took so long to get to that point.
Yeah.
And it took so much healing and so much growth, but like that's, you want to be your own favorite person. You want to know yourself better than anyone knows you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard to, you know, I think that, you know, people start to go through life, they start to create these friendships, these relationships, these partnerships, whatever, without truly knowing themselves, and then they start to get to know somebody else, but how can you even put yourself in a position to get to know somebody else or to show yourself to somebody when you don't even know what that is?
Yeah.
And I think that that's a huge part of us learning to coexist.
Yeah.
And I think it's something that every single person can benefit from.
Right.
You know? Because until you know yourself, why do you want to know anybody else?
That's so true.
That's like straight up.
Girl, that was good. I just need to snap it out. Yeah. I just want to also like clap it up for us because we literally just did a 20-minute look. I don't know if y'all just peeped that, but I was like, hold on. I looked up her. I was like, wow, her whole face is dead right now. Mind you, I left my foundation in the other room.
Oh.
So I use this.
Oh, let's go.
Listen,
I know you were like finishing up and I was like, okay,
let me hurry up. Let me hurry up and finish it. So I just want to clap it up for us because we really did that. So fun facts about you, y'all. Nicolette used to be a whole bartender. Just a fun fact. I didn't know that. I had no idea. Nicolette also used to sell the little bands. What are they called? The resistant bands?
Oh, yeah. I have my own line of booty bands.
I did not know she had booty bands. Okay. So listen, you're a whole entrepreneur.
I am.
So going off a tidbit of like switching a little bit over to like entrepreneurship, how did you get into that space? Like, was it always something you wanted to do or?
I would say it was something that I always wanted to do or I had, you know, thought about.
Yeah.
It was also something that my dad like always totally instilled in me. He's like, you just need to make your own and sell your own and like, do this, you know? And I waited though for something that was purposeful.
Mm.
Because I don't want to just create something just to create something.
Yeah.
And so pandemic happened and I was like so into like building my booty and doing all that, right? I was like skinny stick little Nicolette, and then I like, you know, built my body to how I wanted it.
And she got a booty,
anyway.
Though, promise.
But anyway, so I started doing that and I started using these resistance bands and I was like, these are great.
They're
the fabric ones, whatever. And then I was like, I want to create my own line. A pandemic. Perfect time.
Yeah.
Everybody's working out from home. Everybody
True.
Needs a pair of booty bands.
Period.
So I did. And I created them. And within the first weekend of me launching them, I like made all my
investment back.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it was really cool.
Okay, girl.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Like, I'm literally just snooping through her page and I found out so much about her. So.
That's so funny. Because a lot of times I am very nonchalant. Like,
I don't.
If you see it, you see it. Cool.
If you don't, oh well.
Yeah,
that was cool. My first time literally going through your whole page, and I've been following for a hot minute. Because I try not to be too nosy. I try to, like, find stuff out by myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had to do a little snooping for the podcast.
Yeah,
so
of course.
I understand that completely. So, with this in and off, is there anything, any last words, any wisdom from Nicolette you want to leave the guests with?
wisdom. I would say just, like I said earlier, your body is your vessel. Take care of it. Take care of your body. Take care of your mind. Take care of your spirit. I do believe that overall health and wellness not only includes fitness and nutrition, but mental health as well. And I don't believe that you can be truly 100% healthy without all three of those things.
That's so true. And I definitely think it starts with your mind. Because, like, absolutely. No matter how many times, like, I can go on a billion different diets, lose the weight, gain the shit right back.
Yeah.
And it really does start with your mind. Like, you have to, something in your mind has to switch. Like, I'm really for real this time. Like, I really want to do this. I really want to take care of myself outside of all the, like, nutrition gimmicks that you may see or experience. Like, it really starts with that. So
yeah, it's a lifestyle change. It really, and that's what I instill in everybody, and my nutrition clients and my personal training clients. Like, it is a lifestyle change, and when you start feeling good mentally, physically, internally, it's such a game changer that, like, you don't want to go back to not feeling good.
Yeah.
And you feel it so quickly and you're triggered so quickly. So yeah, I would say just like he said, it starts with your mind, it starts with your mental health and taking care of that. And, you know, like, I'm a huge advocate. I've had a therapist for like almost 3 years now, and that was the greatest thing that I ever could have done for myself.
Girl, same. Stuff was coming up I didn't even know could come
up. Oh, absolutely.
I was like, am I really upset about that? Like, what? Who am I? Like, why?
Yeah, you really start to dig deep. And I think that it really helps if you're not...
Oh! You know, it's fine. Just this energy, you know. It's cool.
Having a therapist really helps if you're not able to have those conversations with yourself. Yeah. And I think that now I can have those conversations with myself a lot easier because I had guidance and, like, she led me on my journey. But if you're not able to, I recommend, like, talk to somebody. And it's great to have somebody who is unbiased.
Yeah.
And somebody that is, like, just there to listen and really has your best interest at heart, like, 100% of the time.
I agree. And also making sure it's a collaborative effort. So yes. Having to say, don't be scared to really talk to your therapist about things that's really bothering you.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be really shy about that. Mm-hmm. And then I noticed, like, when I started having my own clients, I was like, okay, I understand where they're coming from and why they feel this way.
Mm-hmm.
So just checking in, even for therapists, make sure you're checking in with your clients. And for clients, make sure you're telling the therapist, like, hey, like, this is not working out. And don't be afraid to say that. You know?
Yeah, be honest. Because honest, like, there's no point in sitting and, like, wasting an hour of your time if you're not going to be honest.
Yeah.
And, like, I think that is something that a lot of people struggle with when they first start going to therapy, is, like, only telling the therapist, like, the
what
things
they
that they
hear.
Think they want
to hear. Yeah.
Exactly.
That was me.
And, like, it's just... It will do you so much better to just be honest, because you're going to get so much more out of it.
That's so true. Well, thank you so much for joining my podcast.
Yes! Thank you for having me.
It was so much fun. Okay, we're going to have to do this again. You know, we're going to come with our full makeup bag ready to go, and I'm not going to spill Synergy all over me. But thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you guys next time.
Bye!
Bye!